Well, the colder air has arrived. Yesterday's high temperature, in fact, of just 57 degrees was the coldest high temperature and the first time that the entire day was below 60 degrees since March 13th. And actually, that high temperature ended up closer to 59 in the end at the International Airport. But chilly nonetheless, and that's kind of interesting. If that rings a bell going back to March 13th, that was the weekend of the players in March. You might remember it rained a lot Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, delaying the tournament. And then Sunday is when the third round was played. It was very, very chilly. And it wasn't finished then until Monday on March 14th. So a true taste of autumn now. Really pretty nice overall. Otherwise, the winds won't be terribly strong today. Some sunshine for you Friday. We'll reach the lower 60s this afternoon, but another chilly one tonight down into the 30s. And again, west of I-95, a bit of patchy frost will be possible. The average low and high temperature, by the way, is 51 and 73 respectively. So we're a healthy 10 to 15 degrees at least below average, but staying above the record temperatures. And then you're weekend, there'll be a lot of cloud cover. A little disturbance is going to move into the area tomorrow night into Sunday. And with that, a sprinkle or some light showers. It won't be significant rain, more of an inconvenience or kind of making it feel even more raw than it actually is. But the more significant rain appears to be headed for Central and especially South Florida over the weekend and especially by later Saturday through Sunday. So keep that in mind if you're traveling south as temperatures will be stuck in the 50s and 60s through the day tomorrow with that cloud cover as well as on Sunday. Particularly cool Sunday with the thickest clouds and that chance for a brief shower or two. A little bit of warming early next week under mostly cloudy skies. It will be breezy. We get back up closer to 70 degrees and a few showers re-enter the picture on Tuesday. And then just 2 days later is Thanksgiving Day. Right now it looks to be mostly cloudy and relatively mild. There's the chance for a shower or two, but I don't think there'll be much rain. Temperatures will reach the low to mid 70s, which is close to average and again, really pretty mild. We are keeping an eye on travel weather. Not terribly bad this weekend, but by the time we get to Wednesday, the big travel day, there will be several systems, some snow in the Northeast, some rain in Florida, a system in the Midwest producing snow in the upper Midwest, rain from about St. Louis southward to East Texas, and some snow over the northern Rockies. And then that'll be followed by another disturbance and storm system over the weekend following Thanksgiving, which is, again, obviously a big travel weekend. So lots to track and keep up to date on, and we'll, of course, do so. In the tropics, still looking at some low pressure developing over the Gulf or near the Gulf Coast next week. It does not appear that that'll be tropical, but it adds to the rainfall. And there'll also be a low-pressure system over the Atlantic developing, the Central Atlantic. That may try to get some subtropical characteristics at least, but it'll stay out over the Atlantic. Always more in Talking the Tropics with Mike at WOKV.com and ActionNewsJax.com. And I have, again, updated the November nemesis that was Nicole, the nuts and bolts of Nicole, forecasting it, what happens, some pictures, some videos, all that kind of stuff. It's in the Burrish blog at WOKV.com and ActionNewsJax.com. Have a great and safe weekend. Take care of yourself and one another with all your weather all the time. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV and Nights of Lights. The switch will be put on, if you want to call it that, Saturday evening. Looks okay, mostly cloudy, cool, but kind of puts you in that festive mood, right? So sweaters, jackets, and coats in St. Augustine as temperatures will be in the 50s. From the First Alert Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish.